Ever wonder about the people who keep those planes in the air? Not the pilots, but the mechanics behind the scenes. It's a field that's really buzzing with debate right now, and we're diving right into the heart of it. Today we're tackling the FAA's Airframe and Power Plant Certification, better known as the A&P. It's the gold standard for aircraft mechanics. And buckle up, because a seasoned mechanic named Carl Ziegler just published a pretty provocative piece in Aviation Maintenance magazine.
Interesting.
He's calling for a complete overhaul of the A&P licensing system. So what's striking is Ziegler's proposal. It isn't coming from some ivory tower. This guy's been
He's been in the trim.
wrenching on planes for years, even holds an inspection authorization, meaning he has the authority to sign off on aircraft safety.
Big responsibility.
So when he speaks, the industry listens.
They listen.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And he opens his article with a story that really gets you thinking. He's at an airport, and another mechanic approaches him wanting to get his inspection authorization, IA. That's a higher level of certification, by the way. But the catch is, this mechanic's entire career has been spent on massive commercial airliners.
I see what you're getting at here.
Ziegler's point is that experience doesn't automatically translate to being qualified to work on, say, a smaller single-engine plane you might find at a regional airport.
Makes sense.
That's the crux of the issue. Right now, the path to an A&P license relies heavily on hands-on hours.
Yes, that's right.
You can get those hours through Part 147 schools, which are FAA-approved training programs, or through apprenticeships. But what Ziegler is highlighting is a potential gap in the system. Accumulating hours doesn't guarantee competency across all types of aircraft. So someone could spend years working on a Boeing 747 and still not have the specific skills needed to inspect a smaller Cessna. That's a little unnerving, to be
Yeah,
honest.
I can see why he's raising this point.
And this is where the stakes get real. The general aviation fleet, those smaller privately owned aircraft, are on average getting older.
Yeah, they are.
And older planes, as you might imagine,
Sad.
require more maintenance and specialized care.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. So, how does Ziegler propose we fix this? He mentions a two-tier licensing system, right?
What does?
Unlimited versus limited.
Yeah,
Okay,
exactly.
unlimited versus limited. Let's break that down.
For sure.
What exactly would that look like in practice?
Okay, so imagine this. You're a graduate of a Part 147 school, meaning you've gone through rigorous training on a wide range of aircraft systems. You'd emerge with an unlimited A&P license, ready to tackle anything from a single-engine prop plane to a jumbo jet.
So then the limited license would be for mechanics
Well,
who've specialized in a particular type of aircraft,
that's
like our friend from the anecdote who's only worked on large commercial jets.
yeah.
But what happens if they want to expand their skill set later on?
That's a great question.
Oh, they suck.
No, not at all. That's where Ziegler's proposal gets really interesting. He suggests that mechanics with a limited license could work their way up in complexity by earning endorsements from an IA.
So it's not a dead end. It's more like a ladder system.
Exactly, like a tiered system. So let's say you start with a limited license because your experience is primarily on Boeing 747s. You could then work towards an endorsement for a smaller jet engine, then maybe another endorsement for a single-engine prop plane.
Each endorsement demonstrating you've acquired the specific knowledge and skills for that type of aircraft. It almost sounds like a tiered system of specialization within a specialization.
You got it. That's a great way to put it. And this kind of structure could have some real upsides.
Like what?
Well, for one, it could address that potential skills gap we talked about earlier with a system that encourages more targeted training and endorsements. You'd have a better guarantee that the mechanic working on your plane has the right expertise.
So you're saying it's safer for passengers in the long run?
Potentially, yes. And
Interesting.
it seems like it could also incentivize more mechanics to go through those formal Part 147 schools.
Oh, because then they'd have the unlimited license.
If they know that's the path to an unlimited license, and potentially a wider range of job opportunities.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It could be a win-win.
Okay.
For both mechanics and the industry as a whole.
Of course, like with any major change.
Sure.
There are bound to be some challenges.
Of course, there are always challenges.
What are some of the potential downsides to Ziegler's proposal? Well, for starters, would a two-tiered system create a sort of hierarchy?
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
Within the field.
Yeah, would a limited license be viewed as less prestigious?
Right.
Even if it reflects a high level of specialized expertise?
Yeah.
And how would this new system impact the mentorship?
Oh, right. That's important.
That's so crucial in this industry.
Yeah.
These are questions that would need careful consideration.
And let's not forget the practicalities.
Oh, of course not.
How do you even, like, roll out such a significant change
right.
to a system that's been in place for decades?
Exactly. There are logistical hurdles to consider.
Like what?
For one, what kind of testing or evaluation process would be needed
right.
for those IA endorsements?
Yeah.
And how would we ensure consistency and fairness across the board?
Yeah, yeah.
These aren't easy questions to answer.
No, they're not.
But they highlight the importance of thoughtful implementation.
It's a lot to unpack.
It really is.
But it seems like the heart of this debate
yeah.
is about ensuring safety in the skies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what matters.
Exactly.
And that's where this deep dive becomes relevant to everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if you're not a gearhead like myself.
Right.
Think about the last time you boarded a smaller plane.
Yeah.
Maybe for a regional flight or a quick getaway.
Yeah, you're trusting that aircraft.
You are.
And everyone who worked on it with your life.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Ziegler's proposal, this debate about specialized licenses,
right?
It's ultimately about making sure the mechanics who keep those planes flying
yeah.
have the right skills for the job.
That's what it comes down to.
It's about ensuring that your flight is as safe as it can be.
And it makes you think about the bigger picture, too.
Yeah, how so?
This whole idea of balancing a hands-on experience with specialized training, it's a challenge faced by a lot of industries.
In many industries.
Especially in this age of rapidly evolving technology.
Absolutely. This is a conversation we're having more and more.
Yeah.
Across various skilled trades.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
From plumbing to electrical work to software development.
Yeah, it applies across the board.
The question of how we equip people with the knowledge they need
right.
in a constantly changing world, it's more relevant than ever.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
we've explored the potential benefits and challenges of overhauling the A&P licensing system.
You really dug into it.
We saw how this seemingly niche debate
right.
within the aviation industry actually touches upon
yeah.
broader questions about safety, workforce development,
absolutely.
And the future of skilled trades.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And if Ziegler's proposal does gain traction,
yeah.
it could have a ripple effect
for sure.
throughout the entire aviation maintenance world, impacting not just the mechanics themselves, but the airlines, yeah. the manufacturers, and ultimately every passenger.
Every single one.
Who buckles into a seat.
It all comes back to safety.
It's a lot to consider.
It is.
So here's a final thought for you to ponder.
Okay, I'm listening.
Would you feel safer knowing that the mechanic who worked on your plane had a more specialized license?
Interesting.
One specifically tailored to that type of aircraft.
I like that.
It's a question worth asking yourself the next time you're at the gate waiting to board.
I'm going to be thinking about that next time I fly.
And as always, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. Tell us what you think.
Head over to our website.
Yeah.
Or find us on social media using hashtag TheDeepDiveAP.
#.
To share your thoughts on this thought-provoking topic.
Definitely want to hear your perspectives on this one.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those big questions coming.